Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today. Speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Boom. Back at it again. Good morning. Hey, studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amy has been watching these unauthorized Lifetime movies. You know where they go and do like Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
And they get all these actors that kind of look like
them. Kind of, man. Some of them are dead on.
Yeah, so
I'm like, what?
Which one? Did you watch Saved by the Bell one?
I've watched Saved by the Bell and 90210. You know, Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah, those two.
So, first of all, are they good?
I mean, I wouldn't say they're good, but just because they're about shows that were such a huge part of growing up for us, yeah, because it gives you behind the scenes of everything that was going on. Like, we were just at home on, you know, whatever night, Saturday morning, and then I can't remember what night 90210 was on, but whatever.
Thursday
nights, yeah. And we were just watching the show thinking, oh, look at these, you know, actors doing their thing. But behind the scenes, there was so much drama going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So give me a Saved by the Bell drama.
Well, I mean, Screech, I didn't know that one of his best friends, quote unquote, an extra, is one that was like selling him out, like only being friends with him to get footage of him being bad so that he could sell it to the tabloids and use it as blackmail for
Screech. Later in life?
During the show, like he was the one that would give him alcohol before a meet and greet once. Screech had too much to drink and ended up throwing up at the meet and greet and various other things.
Did they all pick on Screech? Was he the youngest?
Yes. Towards the end of the season, actually the final episode, him and Zach, well, real life characters, were in the back before they went to do their read through. And Screech looks at Zach and they had a real heart to heart. And he's like, we've been best friends on screen for 5 years. And this is the longest conversation we've ever had.
Dang.
Like, it got deep. Wow. And so, I was like, whoa.
What's your one takeaway from the 90210 unauthorized?
Wow, Shannon Doherty was a hot mess. She didn't show up for... That would be like one of us decided every day for work once we got like, you know, sort of big time. Like 90210 was like nothing. They were filming in like a dump when they first started because they didn't have any money. And then the show took off and she just started not showing up. She was late for every taping and they would just sit around and wait for her and they all hated her. And basically then she got kicked off.
What would be the one big secret if they did it behind the scenes of our show? Because, I mean, everything's kind of out there. Like, everybody knows I'm weird and I'm super on time.
I feel like this is like our real life. They have scripts. We don't.
That's true.
So I thought about that. My husband and I were talking about, we were like, what if they did, you know, what's it called?
Unauthorized
the Bobby Bone Show story.
Maybe for a minute, the tension between Lunchbox and Nada.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty
but
serious.
But she doesn't work here anymore.
Right.
But man, boy, was that bad.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Holy cow.
You don't remember?
Yeah. It's already out of your head.
Man, I blocked that out a long time ago.
Man, we did a podcast once. It's still up. A Bobbycast.
Oh, it's still up there. People can go listen to it.
That would probably be it. And I enjoy both of them, but they just did not like each other.
Whew.
Unauthorized. By the way, I'm unauthorized. By the way.
And yeah. They all had, everybody, they all dated each other, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, that's like us.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This guy, Aaron, 32 years old. He's taking the bus. He's got an early morning job interview in Connecticut. He sees a car hit a tree and flip in front of them. Why he's on the bus, right?
Yeah.
He says to the bus driver, hey, you gonna pull over? And the bus driver's like, well, I don't know what I can do. He says, just stop and let me out. So the bus driver stops. Aaron jumps out of the bus, runs toward the total car, upside down, spewing smoke. He kneeled down, sees the passenger, covered in blood, but still somewhat conscious, undoes the seatbelt, drags him away. The car's starting to catch on fire. Other people come. Fortunately, the man is now recovering. He's in the hospital. He missed his job interview, which is what he was going to do on the bus.
Oh, okay.
But well, people heard his story, and it was on the news, and said he's getting offered jobs like crazy.
That's awesome. I mean, it's like a double awesome, because it's awesome that he stopped the bus to get out, but then awesome that people are like, hey, we got you. You want a job?
Aaron Tucker, I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Lando Lakes, Florida. That sinkhole that swallowed two homes over the weekend, it has stopped growing. It's going to take weeks to clean up, though. In Indiana, police have released a sketch of a dangerous man that's out there on the run. He's the main suspect in multiple cases. A $230,000 reward is being offered. Sketch is online. And finally, in weather news, that tsunami advisory has been canceled after that 7.8 earthquake in Russia. Alaska could have been affected by this, but you guys are all good now.
Trending now, Jessica Alba is having another kid. Maybe her third kid. Do you still buy her products?
Honest, sometimes.
No, lie.
I'm not. What? Lie. Oh.
Oh, it's called Honest?
Yes.
Oh. Huh. OJ Simpson could be released. Listen, if he did the murder, he was acquitted. I think he should be released from the kidnapping stuff. Like, I think he was punished for being acquitted of the murder. And if we're just talking kidnapping, I think he should be released.
For sure.
Because he was trying to get his stuff back. That's a weird one because people are going to disagree because, oh, OJ did.
Yeah.
But he didn't go to jail for that. And I do think he should be paroled for what he's in for now. Daniel Radcliffe was one of the group of people who came to the aid of a man who was robbed and had his face slashed in London. So Harry Potter, here he was, saving the day.
Oh my goodness.
That's what's happening now.
Hey, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Time for your Tuesday good news. Tell me something good. Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Two Michigan officers helped safely deliver a baby along a downtown street on Saturday. Can you imagine if you're a cop and you get trained for this stuff, but I wonder how many cops actually have to deliver a baby. Like, I think it's one of those things where, you know, we do these online classes, you know, training. But I mean, here it is. And she's ready to blow. And there it is. The woman was on her way to the hospital. Water broke. She gave birth. Here it comes. And she was in a car and pulled over because
obviously,
the hospital was not going to get there. The head was crowning and the cop's like, whoa, hello, babe. I picture the cop being like
that.
The Big Bopper.
That's funny.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face.
And a ponytail.
Hanging down.
Wiggle and a walk.
And a wiggle and a talk. Makes the world go round, round, round.
Dang.
Yeah.
That just came out last year. So
yeah. It's the new song. It's an old album from like the 50s. Yeah.
Top of the charts.
Anyway, they delivered the baby. It's crazy. These cops are like, bang. Take her to the hospital. Baby's all good. Everybody's healthy. Amy.
Well, shoot, like a week before they were supposed to walk down the aisle, bride-to-be Sarah Cummins and her fiancé, they canceled their wedding. Ooh, but they had a non-refundable wedding dinner for 170 people. So she decided to invite guests from homeless shelters instead. Some local businesses donated suits and dresses for the guests to wear, and they got to dine on bourbon-glazed meatballs, roasted garlic bruschetta, and wedding cake.
Now, the wedding cake sounds good. The other two, I'm kind of like, sounds a little too fancy pants for me.
Hey.
But that is cool. I do like that.
You got to get dressed up and have a night out.
Lunchbox.
Oh, sound effects.
It's the wind.
I think that's
that a hurricane?
Oh.
Oh.
No.
I don't know.
That's Julia the Hurricane Hawkins. She's a 101-year-old lady, and she set the world record for fastest 100-meter dash at the World Championship.
How old is she?
101.
Wow. Okay, so what's she running in?
40.12 seconds.
If she would run it in any time period, I'd have been like, dang, that's awesome. She's 101.
She is the oldest woman to ever compete in the USA Track and Field Outdoors Masters Championship, and she has the nickname Julia Hurricane Hawkins. And she said she just took up running last year.
Yeah.
101, man, that's crazy. That's good news. Enjoy it.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
You ever go to a wedding registry and everything's bought up?
Yes.
It's like, man, come on, I'm trying to buy some stuff.
And so what you do is you find out where the couple has registered as soon as possible. And the earlier you can get to it, the more options you'll have to find a gift that's good and in your budget. Because that's the hard thing. You go and you're like, oh, I found something awesome. It costs this much. Or, oh, man, there's only a spoon left. It only costs 62 cents. So then I buy 100 spoons. And they don't need 100 spoons.
Yeah.
So as soon as it happens, go to the registry. And you don't look like a fool.
Yeah.
I bought Amy something once. Real nice clock. And left in the closet for months
I had it out in my house.
You didn't.
Yes,
it was in your closet for it. And I spent like $80 on that clock. Because I was like, I want to get her something nice. And man, we just busted her chops for months.
Yeah, still happening, I guess so, because you're bringing it up.
Do you still have that clock?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Man. Yeah, why would I keep that clock? It's caused me so much misery.
Come on. It was a good clock.
Yeah. You registered for it. He got it, and it told the closet what time it was.
10 years, something happened.
Every time Amy look in the closet, she know what time it was. I think about it like that. Dang.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
The season 7 premiere of Game of Thrones attracted a record 16.1 million viewers within 12 hours. That includes the initial show, plus streaming and DVR numbers, and it's going to get a lot bigger as more data comes in.
They also ran the show right after it. So if you missed it that first hour,
it
showed
again.
And they also showed all the episodes leading up to it. Wow. I mean, I'm totally into it. So, but yeah, a lot of people watch it.
So Shania Twain, if you're into tennis, you'll think this is cool. She will be headlining the first night of the U.S. Open. So I've been seeing her doing interviews, but I didn't know why she was doing interviews at the, you know, tennis.
I thought she's joining the league.
Yeah. Maybe she's getting into tennis. I don't know. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Hampshire. A fiancé and a fiancé, I guess they're an engaged couple. They were practicing their wedding dance. They are fans of Dirty Dancing. They'd had a few drinks, and they were going to recreate the scene, the famous scene.
Yeah.
They watched it 30 times.
The lift-up scene?
Yep.
Yeah.
They go out. They practice. Boom! They collide. He gets knocked unconscious, and she gets a concussion. Both end up in the hospital.
Wow.
Look at them. This is them practicing, and then they bonked heads, and they ended up in the hospital. Oh, that's awesome. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's going to go broke. One day, she brought me this energy drink, and it's like all natural.
Organic.
Broccoli and organic. And so I was like, I sure would like one of those. And now every day she feels the pressure to ring me another one.
There's no pressure. I happily do it.
How much do they cost?
I ordered a whole case from Amazon just for us.
Oh. Well, thank you. Every day she brings it in.
Yeah.
Eventually she's going to cut me off, though, I can tell. Yeah.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
This woman goes in because she's having cataract surgery. Pretty routine cataract surgery. She's 65 years old. She's like, my eye's killing me. I say, okay. Oh, you have a contact stick in there. So they go on, they pull the contact out.
Yeah.
Wait, you got another contact. They pulled 27 contact lenses out of her eye.
Oh, I thought that it was contact lenses from 27 years ago.
No, they removed 27 contact lenses.
What?
Yes. They reported pulling 27 lenses from the woman's eye. She was shocked. Yeah. When she was seen 2 weeks after, she was like, you know what? Oddly, my eyes feel a lot more comfortable.
Well, yeah.
Can you imagine 27 of anything in your eyeball?
No. How is there even room for that?
I don't know. And would you put one in and it would get lost and go to the side?
Yeah.
No.
Did she think they just disintegrated?
You'd think her eye would be sticking out like so far.
Yeah, you would think, because my right eye doesn't work. And they said, well, we can put a stronger lens on it and try to give it some. But the lens legitimately was about an inch and a half thick.
Yeah.
So you can have one that's an inch and a half thick and one that's just pretty normal. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
That side of my neck may get a little tired, too, always having to hold it up.
Uh-huh.
So you would think one of the eyes would just feel heavier than the other. But 27 contacts in.
Wow.
Who wears contacts, Amy?
Nope.
I do.
Eddie does?
And I know when there's a piece of dust in my eye.
Lunchbox contacts?
No.
Just the glasses that you hide from us?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you guys, it's not so bad that Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, knows what we're doing, because they're not really paying attention to us. They're paying attention to data, and they're looking at things that we look at, and they don't care. They're not looking at lunchboxes, sitting in a room going, this guy named Lunchbox, he will not stop looking at naked animals. They don't do that.
Right.
Now, if the NSA wants to get involved, they can spy on you just by themselves. Like, if they think you're up to something, they'll tap into your phone, listen to everything you're doing.
So you don't think Facebook is doing that?
I do not think Facebook is doing that, unless the government says, hey, we need your help. So here's my point. I get on Facebook sometimes, if I do, just to shop, because they know what I like. Wouldn't you love to go to a mall where every store was a store that you liked?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
It'd be great.
Walking along and then boom, there's your favorite store.
It's like, whoa, check it out. There's Foot Locker. Yeah. Whoa, look at little Banana Republic.
It's like the Bobby Mall.
And that's what the internet is.
Yeah.
And so I talk about this. Instagram will come through. I'll see like shows coming to town. Like, I'd like to go to that show. See a shirt or some shoes. I like that. Finally, it happened to Amy.
Finally, and it was amazing. And I thought of Bobby right when it happened. But I'm scrolling through Instagram, and boom, I see this really cute outfit on my feed. And I'm like, this outfit has me written all over it. Like, I need this. We have iHeart Vegas coming up, and I'm always, like, stressing out, what am I going to wear? This outfit was perfect. What did I do? I realized it was an ad. So it says Shop Now, and I clicked a little Shop Now button, and I bought it. I already have one of my outfits for Vegas, and it's amazing.
It does kind of
so
stink,
easy.
Though, whenever you see ad, because you're like, oh, that's cool. Oh, ad.
It's sponsored. It says sponsored.
Yeah, sponsored. Then you're like, you know what, though? That's cool.
Yeah, I even sent it off to a couple girlfriends confirming, this is totally me, right? They're like, oh, my gosh, yes, you need that. I'm like, man, Instagram, you just made my life so much easier.
What's going to happen in the future is it's not just our digital things. The things outside of us are going to be for us, too. What do you mean? You're going to drive by a billboard and it's going to be something that...
Whoa.
Because it detects our car coming?
It's all going to be targeted. Yeah.
Our cell phone coming.
If you think the cloud is crazy now, with the cloud meaning your cell phone, your laptop, just wait until your cell phone, your laptop, your car, everything that you have will be clouded. So when you approach something, it knows the same thing and you'll see that.
I wonder if I'll start doing it if we approach people, if it'll be like, friend alert, this would be a good friend match for you.
Well, they already have apps kind of like that.
I'm talking about like you walk by someone and your phone starts beeping.
They have the thing on Snapchat where you can now put yourself on a map. Have you guys done that at all?
No. Why would you do that?
I did because I think it's fun. Because you can see where people are.
Yeah, but that sounds not safe.
Again, if somebody's going to hack you, they're going to be... That's one thing I don't know how to do is hack people. I wish I did. I'd be hacking like crazy.
Okay, so maybe I don't understand what you're saying, because you wouldn't have to hack. If you put yourself on a map, wouldn't people know exactly where you are?
People that you want to, yes.
Okay.
Because you can put it to just your close friends.
Got it.
And you can see exactly who's where.
Sweet, so we can
But
come
people
find
like
you.
Our listeners can't find Eddie, for example.
No.
They won't come to your house.
Oh, okay.
Unless they hack you. And you know what? If they're going to hack you, they're going to hack you anyway and have your bank account number.
They're smart.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, everybody, just embrace technology. Just let it take you over. Like me. I just take it all in. It's like a big hug. Like, hug me, technology. I have on pants and shoes that I bought from the internet that I didn't go looking for. It found me.
Mm. Wow.
That is so weird.
Yeah, why?
I just don't like it. It scares me, and I've never... If I see an ad, I'm automatically going to be like, nope, not buying it.
Ads are now kind of a good thing, oddly.
Yeah.
So, Eddie sees the movie Mighty Ducks.
Oh, wow.
Mighty Ducks 1.
Yeah, the original.
You just now saw it?
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it before.
Wow.
And my son had never seen it, so this was it. This was our chance to, like, let's both experience this at the same time.
Your son's 9, and he's finishing up his recovery from having his tonsils taken out, right?
Yeah, so a lot of just laying around, a lot of Legos, drinking milkshakes, and watching movies.
And so you watched Mighty Ducks 1, you loved it?
It's on Netflix, man. We watched it, and we both loved it. I mean, we LOL'd. We laughed at so many scenes, and he was loving it, and I'd never seen a competitive side of him. We don't really watch a lot of sports movies. We watch a lot of cartoons, and he got so into it. He was like, quack, 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 quack. He was so excited. Dude, we were both really pumped. My question now, though, is, like, do we watch 2 and 3?
The second one's a little worse. The third one's a lot worse. It's like any sequel. You know, you
like Home Alone.
They get worse.
Yeah, they get worse.
Okay.
But because you put all of it into one. And you're like, well, we did well, so we got to make another one. So what do we do? It's rare. The better sequel is rare. Terminator 2, I felt like, was better than Terminator 1.
Absolutely.
And you could probably find a couple if you really got down to it.
Man.
But that first one's always, it's like your first record compared to your second.
Yeah.
Your first record's usually better because you spent your whole 10 years doing it. And your second one, you're like, oh, I gotta get another record out real quick. You know what I mean? You know, back in our day, the ice cream truck would drive around and you'd hear the old ice cream truck music. You know, it's one of those old classical songs. Eddie hears the ice cream truck yesterday and they're playing J-Lo on the floor. If you go
hard, you what?
Yeah.
Times have changed.
I mean, I'd never heard that song on an ice cream truck before.
Does it make you want ice cream more?
Oh, I mean, it made my kids want to get ice cream more. I had to get the phone and record it. I got audio of this. Don't stop, keep it moving,
put your drinks up. Put your drinks up.
Yeah.
What kind of ice cream does a truck offer now?
I mean, your regular Nutty Buddies, your original push-ups are still in there, and then all kinds of popsicles.
Does it make you, Lunchbox, who's been trying for a snow cone stand forever, but not really try, like you don't legitimately try, you just say it. Why don't you get an old truck and drive around and have an ice cream truck?
I don't think an ice cream truck is as profitable. I think a snow cone stand, you park it somewhere and people know where you're at and people will drive out of their way to get snow cones. You can get ice cream at any convenience store. Snow cone is a once in a lifetime.
A lifetime.
Wow, once in a lifetime.
But the thing about your snow cone stand want is that you never pursue it. Like you just say it. All you have to do, you can do it yourself and you never do it.
No, I've talked to you about this.
I have no interest in it. And I've said it for years. I have no interest in getting into the snow cone stand business. But every year he's like, I want to build.
But he had good amenities.
Oh, he wanted a baby changing station, big screen TVs.
Sanitary.
Yeah. But if you want it, nobody in life just sits around and waits for things to happen to them. If you want it, you have to go get it.
Yeah.
I understand that. But as a friend and a financial backer, I would hope that you would have my back, but you don't.
I'm not your financial backer.
That's what I'm saying. And so I need someone that has financial capabilities to help me out.
Have you calculated what the investment would need to be?
Yes, I brought it to Bobby on a napkin, and he was not having it.
He wrote it all down, and it was like in generic figures. We'll need about $1,000 for a TV. It's going to cost about $300 for a baby change station. He didn't a lot
I'm
for
estimating.
like to get a good spot. It costs money to have rent to actually pay. $20
for ice.
I wrote some numbers down. There's an ice machine. I think if I'm guessing, it's cost about $70. If not, we'll get a Yeti. You know, so it was a whole thing. But in Lunchbox fashion, he says a lot of things, but he doesn't actually follow through with them. And I wish you would. Even doing it and failing is okay. Instead of just wondering if you're ever going to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, so let's...
I'm out. I have no interest. I've never had interest.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You crush dreams like that. You're not...
I'm not crushing a dream.
Yeah, you are. You're saying you're not interested. Like, let's do this. Like you
I'm
talk
not
about-
interested in spending my money on your project that you're going to run. And I don't care about getting the snow cone stand business. Now, that's not for me.
I don't understand how you're not passionate about the best thing in the world.
Hey, Tiffany in Columbus, Georgia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. What's going on?
Nothing. I was calling because Lunchbox wants to do a snow cone stand, so why didn't he use his income tax money as much as he got back?
My answer would be he doesn't really want to do a snow cone stand. He likes to yell things and say, hey, I want to do this, but he doesn't. But his answer is...
that I have other things that I have to do, and when you're starting a business, it's other people's money, OPM, that's what you want.
Okay, but that's not how it works.
That is how it usually works. When you start a business, you go to investors. That way, you're not risking your own money.
No one's going to invest with you. You have no history of running a business. And secondly, it's a snow cone stand. You can afford a snow cone stand. You got a big check with that tax return. Like, you make a great point, Tiffany. If he really wanted it, he could have done it.
I agree. Ice doesn't cost that much.
Yeah.
It's more expensive than you think because you got to buy a trailer, location, you got to buy the syrup.
And he wants amenities.
Yeah, he wants all this. He wants like an escalator to get up to the thing. Yeah. Hey, Tiffany, that's a great point. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
They always say you can tell someone's true character if they have no idea you're watching. And so Amy's at a food place yesterday, like a burger place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a grocery store that also has a little burger station where you can sit and eat.
Who did you see there?
Chris Carmack.
Now, Chris Carmack is from the television show Nashville. Plays the cowboy that's gay.
Will Lexington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know their names.
Yeah.
I
do.
So, because you're Nash chat.
Yep.
So Nash. You see him. Does he recognize you?
I am not facing him. I'm kind of seeing what's going on, and I'm observing because I want to see how he handles this, and I didn't want to blow my cover. So he's waiting forever for his burger, and like, by forever, I mean a really long time. Like, people that even ordered after him, they're getting their burgers way before. So he's like, okay. So finally, he asks, like, hey, where's my burger? Ordered a burger. And they just, like, totally forgot about his order. They didn't even have his order, didn't know it, and he'd been waiting it a long time at this point. He was totally cool about it. He's like, no problem. I'll continue to wait. Here's my order. So I just thought it was really cool because he was probably hungry, could have gotten impatient. It might be a time where you might see a celebrity get a little feisty, and I was ready to catch it all. But he was cool. Yeah. Calm, collected, nice.
Didn't think anybody's watching. Wasn't doing it for any other reason.
Yeah, and I followed our rule of, even though I have worked with him on Nash Chat, and I feel like I totally could have said hi, we were in an eating environment, and he was like, it was just one of those things where I didn't feel like bothering him while he was out to eat.
Did you know him?
Beforehand?
No. Like, do you know him?
Yeah, I mean, he's come on, and I've done, like, legit 45-minute one-on-one.
Yeah. Who do you like of that Nashville show that you feel like you could be friends with? You had to pick one of them. Like, who's the friendliest?
Oh, Chip.
Charles
Esten, sure. He's amazing.
Let's remove him because he is fantastic. Of, like, the people that we don't have a personal relationship with. Like, I probably email with Chip twice a week.
Yeah.
Who?
Dude, really? Wow. He's cool. Because you email him with him twice a week. That's so random.
We also work on charity stuff together and whatever. But, like, who that you don't know that you've hung out with? You're like, oh, they're cool from Nashville.
Maisie.
One of the sisters?
Yeah.
Is she the older one?
She's the younger one. I haven't met the older one yet.
Oh, you met, so you and the younger one bonded.
Well, I've had her on twice.
Yeah.
And she's super cool. Like, they're young, but they're, like, really mature. And their mom is really cool. Can I be friends with their mom?
The Stellas. Her mom and her dad, they're in a band called The Stellas.
Yeah. So she comes with her whenever she's up there. Well, she's come twice. And so I guess I'd be friends with their mom.
Yeah. Fair enough. Skinny time!
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So despite what you may have heard all over the internet yesterday, Taylor Swift was not carried out of her apartment inside of a suitcase. The photo agency that made the claim is now saying it was just a heavy suitcase with no known people inside.
I looked at it. I think she was in the suitcase. I think they were sneaking her out.
I mean, and there are so many bodyguards around it and stuff.
Unless you got a bunch of bars of gold, you don't need that many people carrying a suitcase.
And she hasn't been seen in quite some time.
And I hear she's been in suitcases.
Mm-hmm. Being transported.
I just saw the article and I thought, I can see her being in that suitcase.
Yeah.
And then I saw that because they can't prove it.
Yeah.
But I saw the picture.
And apparently her camp had to reach out to these people like, you need to rewrite that statement. So I feel like maybe they were like,
trust me, as someone who that camp's reached out to before,
yeah,
it ain't pleasant. And
so you're saying she's in the suitcase?
I'm not saying she is, but I looked at it. I think she was in the suitcase.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. What else you got?
Alec Baldwin, will play Jack Nicholson's role in NBC's upcoming live version of A Few Good Men.
Is that a musical? How does that work?
What?
You can't handle the truth.
You want the truth.
You want the truth. You can handle the truth. Man, that would be a nice Broadway
isn't
production.
Isn't that crazy? Like, they're doing live versions of all kinds of things. I have no idea if it's a musical, but
I doubt it.
It's going to be a live version. So these actors are going to really have to bust out their acting chops because it's live.
Yeah, it's like a stage. It's like a play. Just there are just cameras around.
Yeah, so yeah. A Few Good Men live. Mm-hmm. That's a good movie. So
I never saw the movie. I just know that part.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, you should see
me
it.
Neither.
I haven't seen it. And you know, I don't have time.
Okay.
I'm not watching old movies anymore. I have too much new to catch up
like
on.
Like Golden Girls?
That's
friends.
My friends. Those aren't movies.
Improvement.
Those are 30 minuters.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones
Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Cameron in Gainesville, Florida. What up?
How you doing?
Good, man. What's happening with you? What can I help you with?
So my wife and I, as of today, have been married for about 1 month now, exactly. And I'm just concerned because I've heard from a lot of my friends and family and a lot of her friends and family that, you know, we're still in the honeymoon phase, but once we get out of it, it's going to be a lot harder. And so I'm just calling to get any advice or any words of encouragement that you can give my wife and I.
Yeah, I'll go first. All your friends are probably right. I'm the one of the big four here that's not married, so I'm the wrong guy to ask.
But you normally give great advice.
Gulp.
So.
Yeah, you're good at giving advice.
You're good. Like, you're so good.
My advice would be this.
What?
Let's hear this.
The honeymoon part of the relationship was over before you got engaged. True?
True.
Camera, talking to you, not Eddie.
Oh, I agree, though.
Like, what I'm saying is, whenever you meet someone and start dating them, it's amazing at first. Like, you like to make out and, like, rub knees and, like, oh, just always sit in laps. But then in a relationship, that stops. And you still enjoy each other, but that part of it stops. Would you agree with that, Cameron, a bit?
Not at all.
Okay, well, then I'm out.
Wait, so what do you not agree with? Y'all still...
It's still as hot and heavy as the first day you met?
Yes.
He's lying.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, he may not be.
How long have you guys been together, Cameron?
We've been together for just over a year now. We've been married for about a month.
Okay, so it moved pretty quickly.
No, yeah. A year? Are you kidding me?
That's pretty quick.
Not for me. That's like an eternity.
Not for me.
Okay, I'm going to pass this one over because obviously my advice is not good on this. And the one good thing about advice givers, they know when their advice isn't on. So they delegate. Wow. Amy?
Yeah, I would say if you're in the moment right now and you're still in the honeymoon phase and you're having a great time, why worry about what your friends say is going to happen? Maybe that won't happen for y'all. And if it does, you can address it then and you can be prepared and equipped to know that you just got to invest in your relationship, still try to romance each other, go on dates, keep it fresh, and, you know, understand that you're going to have fights and it's not going to be all roses, but you grow together.
That's the thing. I need it to be all roses.
No, life's not all roses. Is life roses, Bobby?
No, but that's why I need my relationship to be all roses.
No, nothing in life is all roses.
Here's my thing, right? Everybody's always like, life's complicated.
But for this guy's roses right now, why?
I need my life to be more complicated. Everybody's like, you know what? Life's complicated. It's tough. I don't let my life be complicated. Work. Sleep. Dog. I'm all straight through.
That's it.
You're really compartmentalized.
Got a girlfriend.
You're like a waffle.
Although she did get mad at me yesterday.
Why?
Well, because she was playing like, not because I didn't go. I think just because sometimes I don't, like.
What happened?
Nothing happened.
Spit it out.
Nothing happened.
Do you not feel like you can say?
I can say.
Okay,
I just
then
do
say
I want to deal with the repercussions at home, but that's never
great.
Been one of
okay,
the.
Okay, well then don't.
We were both gone like a week, and then she came back and I came back, and I just was like, I got to work, and we didn't hang out when we got back.
When was the opportunity to hang out?
Oh, the all day Sunday.
All day Sunday, and you didn't see
her? A lot of it. Yeah, a lot of it.
During the day?
I mean, I had stuff planned. I worked out at 4 and stuff, but it was just...
Oh, but you worked out.
I didn't have a lot of time.
You didn't have time to work out.
And then last night...
You worked out.
I saw her for a little bit yesterday, and then she went and played the John Marathon last night.
But you saw her at band rehearsal.
Yeah, she came and...
So it was work.
Yeah, that was business.
Yeah, hanging out as boyfriend and girlfriend.
I know, I know. And she told me that. And I agreed with her. So, yeah, is again, I don't think my life's not complicated enough.
It sounds
if
like
you don't get it together, she's going to be like.
And she should.
You can go ahead.
I'm just
and
not.
Take your
I'm
hand.
No day at the beach, man. I know that. Like, I kind of.
But you hate the beach. So maybe you are.
Stop. We're getting too deep.
And you know what? She's overwhelmed with, and not in a bad way, she has a record coming out, and like, you know, she's got all this stuff going on.
I kind of had a joke I was getting to, but I didn't get to get to it.
Say it. What was the joke?
Well, because I was thinking, like, you're on the path of her being like, okay, fine, you can take your hand off the small of my back.
But nobody gets that, because that song's not even out yet.
Champagne? We play it.
But it's not out. No one's going to get a random reference.
Okay, well, they'll get it when it comes out.
Okay, you can't tell a good effort. You can't tell a joke that people will get 2 months
yeah.
Okay, well, let me explain it. So in the song Champagne, Lindsay goes, what did she say?
Don't you dare take your hand.
Stop. She goes, don't you dare take your hand off the small of my back. And the way Bobby's acting, she's going to be like, please take your hand off the small of my back. Yep.
Yeah, I think you're still stretching.
Okay, fine.
Joke,
When's it coming out so people will know what I'm talking about? It's like
part of this. That song comes out
this Friday.
Friday,
right? Yeah, I thought so too. If you pre-ordered, you get it.
So everyone will get the joke on Friday.
So check back with us on Friday.
Come Friday, you're going to get my jokes because I'm funny.
This is the song that Amy's talking about.
Yeah.
That's so.
Don't you dare take your hand off the small of my back when we walk into a crowd. I love it when you do that. Keep telling me I'm beautiful, even though this room is full of VIPs. Like that crystal chandelier ain't got nothing on me. You make me feel like Jessica Biel stepping out of a stretch.
Anyway, there you go. There's Amy's joke that
pretty good.
It'll work on Friday. Yeah, I think she needs me to do the little stuff better.
Yeah, sounds like it. I would, just by the sound of this, just by me hearing what you're saying, I'm not good. I can't. I'm sort of shocked that you had Sunday and y'all were both back in town and there was no hanging out.
Can I tell you something? I have one. It doesn't matter. You know what?
Tell me.
It's always work. There's always work.
Tell me. Okay.
I have
so
a huge thing.
You have
up.
Priorities. That's what you're saying. And work is a priority. That's what I would be hearing. If I was...
Well, that's the truth.
But it is the truth. He has said that from the beginning, but I don't see a problem with it because...
It's Sunday. Sunday's a day of rest.
Not for him. He's never resting. If Bobby's resting, he thinks he's falling behind. And, I mean, what did she do Monday night? She had to work. Well, why didn't she take it off? We don't get mad at her.
She was playing a John Mayer thon.
Okay, but you don't get mad at her.
That was work.
Yeah, that was work. You don't get mad at her for working all the time.
I'm not mad at her. Bobby said, we spent time together today, but they were working, band rehearsal.
We went to the juice place for an hour, 15 minutes.
You went for an hour to 15 minutes, which is probably five.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't say, listen, I'm not, sometimes I'm not a good person to be around.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you are. Isn't she?
No, I'm saying you need to figure some stuff out.
Yeah. You have any more jokes that are going to make sense in like a month?
Hey, Friday.
Jeez, man. Amy's making things awkward off the air. She goes into the glass room, which is our producer room. And it's glass so we can see everybody in there, but you can't really hear the noise. And so Raymond, our head audio producer, who's always cutting up the clips, he's in there just minding his business. And Amy goes in there like, hey, you've been with your girlfriend for 4 years. Well, let's go. Get married. Poopa, get off the pot.
Oh, whoa. Wow. Well, I didn't say it that way. I did not say it that way.
Raymond, Ray, your thoughts?
It was pretty much just right to the point. She goes, when are you going to get married?
Yeah. I didn't say anything about it's time to do it.
That's the worst small talk I've ever heard of in my life.
I wasn't making small talk. I didn't want to know. Like, I think that Bay is awesome and she's perfect for you.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're going to find anybody else that perfect for you.
I know, but you just came out of nowhere and said it. And then
no, we were having breakfast. Well, so I have to eat in there now.
And then I have no way to really respond because I'm working on stuff. And my real answer would be, yes, I would love to get married. But there's a lot of stuff that go into stuff like that. So it takes me time to think about it. But I'm busy. So then I sound like a jerk that I don't love my girlfriend. And then everybody in the room thinks I'm a jerk.
Oh.
Well, let me ask you a question then.
Yeah.
What's going on with this marriage thing?
Oh, my goodness. You guys are wrong.
No, he just said he's
got
an answer.
Yeah, and
it.
Now you have time. You're in front of a microphone, not a computer. We can break it down.
Pretty much, I've just never been pressured into anything. I do what I want every single day of my life.
So you need to be pressured to get married.
No, he's never been pressured.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
Okay,
but he's also not married. You've been with her 4 years. You're telling me you pretty much need an ultimatum to get married. Be honest. Do you need an ultimatum to get married?
I mean, sure. Somebody could throw ultimatums at me. If my mom and dad were like, hey, we're not going to help you if you don't get married in the next year. That might change things. Sure.
Wait,
they're helping you?
Don't your parents help pay for stuff for the wedding?
We thought life.
I meant like
your phone bill.
If my dad was like, hey, I'm not going to help you with that ring if you don't do it in the next year, I'd be like, okay.
What?
Your dad helps you with
the ring? Your dad help with the ring.
Instead of taking out some crazy loan, that would seem smarter to get some help from your parents.
That's nice.
What kind of ring are you buying, bud?
Aren't they $5,000, $10,000?
A lot of people
they range
will take a loan out or a credit card.
That's what I'm saying. I've honestly been taking loans from my parents, and that's been the best way since college.
Dave Ramsey would advise that.
So, what do you expect from your... I'm just like, listen, I've never had parents to rely on. So, what do you have? What are you relying on from them?
They for sure got to help me with the ring, and they for sure have got to help with at least the beginning stages of the wedding.
Like?
The place you, the chapel, the like the pre-reception area, flying my friends in for the bachelor party.
Dang.
Okay. I mean, my,
also, I thought, the, listen, if the, we're just doing old school like methodology, I thought the wife's parents paid for it.
I honestly think more nowadays it's almost half and half now. And I've talked to my cousins and they've said, hey, man, I ended up paying a lot wedding-wise. So it is very, very pricey. You got to be financially okay.
Oh. For me, I'm not relying on anybody. Like, I'm paying for my own wedding.
But Bobby, depending on who you marry, her parents may take care of it all, and you don't have to worry about a
thing.
First
of all, anyway.
What?
What do you mean?
I don't, the marriage thing. I
mean, you can't even it's not say even a, the word.
For me, it's not even a topic. But for Ray, you've been together 4 years, and you want it, and you just need her to say, hey, marry me or I'm out. That's what you need to be here.
No, I don't need to hear that. I love marriage. Marriage is a great thing. And the moment when I wake up in the morning and say, I want to get married, then that's when I'll get married, and haven't done that yet.
Okay.
Do you feel like she's the one?
She's for sure been the best girlfriend I've ever had.
Attaboy, Raymond. Lunchbox will be bringing us the morning corny this morning.
The morning corny. What do you give a sick lemon?
What do you give a sick lemon?
Lemonade.
That's so stupid. That's not even that funny.
That's a good one.
No, it's not.
That,
not.
What?
That was, that was the morning corny.
Do you want to hear some of our Raging Idiots rehearsal yesterday?
Yeah.
So the Raging Idiots are a band. It's Eddie and myself, and we have all like great Nashville players. And by the way, we'll be in Madison, Wisconsin, if anybody wants to come. RagingIdiots.com. But what we were trying to do is, I just want to play the song we were trying to play, and you hear us play it and see if there's any similarity there. Okay?
Okay.
So do you know this song, which is, you probably do, What I Like About You? Yeah. What I Like About You! So there's a harmonica solo in the song. So I'm playing the harmonica solo in the song when we play it, but I want to play you me playing harmonica instead of the band. Okay. You know how to play harmonica?
Do I know how?
No, do you know I play harmonica?
I didn't know.
No. So here's their version. So, and this is Eddie on guitar, me playing harmonica. Here we go. I mean,
wow, pretty good.
Okay, can I be honest?
That's on Instagram. I'm actually like, playing. You can see it on my Instagram.
I'm impressed.
Better than I thought it was going to be. I saw the video and I didn't listen to the audio yesterday. But comparing them side by side, I'm like, hey, not bad. Like, I thought it was just going to be like, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, I thought you were just going to be going wild on it. But you're actually like hitting the harmonica notes.
Kind of.
Yeah, I mean,
but
you
we
are.
Practiced. We're like, our band is going back on tour. Mm-hmm. And we're the most fun band you'll ever see in your life. We may not be the best, but we're pretty good. We have good players. But again, here's that. And then here's Eddie on guitar and me playing harmonica.
Wow, that's good.
Dude,
we've been trying to get better.
Yeah, how much practice are you putting into the harmonica?
A lot, and a lot on piano, a lot on guitar.
Wow,
just
that
trying
is
to get
so
better.
Crazy.
Are you being facetious or not?
No, I mean,
no, like I'm
shocked
that you can actually do that, because the harmonica, like, you pick it up as a kid and you try to, you think, oh, it's gonna be real easy, and you and nothing comes out. It, that actually sounds like the song, like it has the.
What's that again?
The
Well, we're trying. That's what, but we
play it again.
Which one? The
you.
Main version of the. Our
Who cares about the main version? We've heard that one before.
So it's on Instagram. If you don't believe, this is not a trick, and I do not think I'm a special. I'm not Chris Jansen or John Popper from Blues Traveler, but Eddie and I've been practicing.
Dang. Like, that is skill.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, if you're in St. Louis, that show's sold out, but we're playing Madison, Wisconsin, too. So RagingIdiots.com. I'll bust out the harmonica.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
They want to make crossing the street and typing on your cell phone illegal. And I'm totally down with that. Because what's happening is pedestrians are getting hit.
Yeah.
Because they're not seeing cars. And I've been one to text and look up and go, oh, I should probably stop. I'm about to step off the curb. And so there's two ways you can look at it. One, do you just look out for everyone's safety and go, no texting and walking across the street? Or do you just let the dumb people get wiped out?
Ooh. I'm with the dumb people getting wiped out. Look, if you can't text and walk across the street without getting hit by a car, that's your fault. And sorry, we're not going to make a law to protect your idiot self. Get hit by the car, and then you'll learn.
Well, that could be the same thing said for, like, you're the dumb person that doesn't wear your seatbelt.
I agree with that. I don't think you should have to wear a seatbelt if you don't want to.
Motorcycle helmets?
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Red lights?
That's totally different. That's just a game of chance.
Stop if you want to.
That's actually traffic.
Stop. Yeah.
I'm
just kidding.
Brakes on cars. You want it or not?
Optional.
Katie in Ohio. Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're talking about walking across the street, and they want to make it illegal to text and walk across the street. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that, first off, I have to agree with Lunchbox a little bit. I mean, come on, let's be more cautious of what we're doing here. But people that are driving that, you know, hit this people or whatever happens, I mean, those people are going to get in serious trouble.
You know what? You bring up a good point, too. Like, you're just also going to hurt cars. Like, drivers could hit hit another car. Like, you're also causing damage to things outside of just the knuckleheads walking across the street.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if we can prevent these people, even some of them, from doing this, I mean, we're talking people going to prison for killing somebody they hit with their car.
No, because they're walking across the street without paying attention. They're not going to jail. Do we want to waste the cops' time solving crimes or texting and walking?
Hey, Fox News, you two relax. Yeah. All right?
If a car pulls out in front of you and you hit them, can you get on a sure clear distance? Absolutely. Even if it wasn't your fault.
See, she's talking in terms of words I don't know, so I believe her. Like, that's what happens. When people talk smarter words, I just go, you're probably right.
Yeah.
But I don't even care about that part of it. Like, if I hit someone and I'm walking across illegally, it still hurts my car, and I may swerve and hit another car, avoiding them.
And I'm thinking of the emotional damage I may suffer knowing that I hit somebody.
Oh, imagine living that over and over again.
Yeah, even if it was their fault, I know that I hit somebody. Gosh.
Katie, what kind of job do you have? Because it sounds like you're smart.
I work in finance, but... that's not where that information came from at all.
Did you hit somebody with your car once?
No, my mom is a clerk of court here.
Yeah, I knew there was something. I could tell by the tone of your voice. Hey, so, okay. Well, let's move off of that, but I appreciate...
Somebody with your car. That's a big deal.
I appreciate the call. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right. Brad Paisley ran out of a whole movie theater.
It's crazy.
I need to hang out with Brad Paisley. Except they went at like 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because they had to go after a show. Brad Paisley rented out a movie theater on the Weekend Warrior World Tour. They were in Albuquerque. My girlfriend's also on this tour, so she told me they were going. And I was like, what time are you guys going to movie? She goes, 1 a.m. I was like, dang, I'm out. But they all went because they party. They're rock stars. It was Brad, Lindsay L., Dustin Lynch, and they watched Spider-Man Homecoming. Mike D. said it was fantastic, Spider-Man, and so did Lindsay. They both said it was like one of the best superhero movies seen in a long time.
Wow.
What's the last good super movie I've seen?
Iron Man.
No, that Galaxy one.
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy.
You like those.
Yeah, those are good. And you guys don't, huh?
I've never seen them.
It. Oh, Avengers, the one where they're all together?
Yeah, there's a new Avenger that's out. That's like a preview.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. I feel like they have a new one every week.
They were fighting each other.
Yeah, I don't like when good guys fight.
Yeah, I mean,
that's how people feel when you and I get into arguments. It's like
stop arguing with me.
It's like Captain America and Iron Man.
Yes. Yeah, I'm Iron Man.
Civil War.
I'm Iron Man.
Okay, see,
okay guys, come on.
Who are you, Bobby?
Well, he has to be Captain America.
See, I just whatever Amy tells me to be. This is my life here. Jeez. Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones. Lindsay in Alton, Illinois. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening? Thanks for calling. I think we're all good, right?
Good.
Yeah. How are you?
Crazy. I am doing great. Even better now that I took your advice. I'm like ecstatic. I cannot believe it.
So you took my advice. Did we talk before?
We have not talked before. No.
So what happened?
Okay. So I guess last week, like last Thursday or Wednesday, you were talking to a man who had like worked for 30 years or so, and he was just getting a job with the government, and he was nervous about his interview, and you had gave him like two things to hit him with at the end of the interview. There were two questions, and I was like, oh, I'm going on an interview on Friday. That's great advice. I'll give it a try. And I'm pretty sure it, like, sealed the deal.
Yeah, so you got the job?
Yes.
Boom.
So
hey. Nice job. Hold on. Let us recognize a small victory here first
before you
move on. All right, go ahead.
No. I'm so excited. Yeah. So I got the interview on Friday morning at 8 a.m. And on Monday morning at 9 a.m., they had already called this offer.
Wow.
So now what's the plan?
So now I can't start training until August 21st. So I have like a 4-week kind of time period where I have to stay at my job, and I'm nervous because I don't know, like, I guess in 2 weeks I'll go to give, like, a, you know, my 2 weeks notice, but I'm nervous because I don't know what to say. It's a small office, so I'm, like, really afraid that, you know, I'm going to kind of get some backlash, and I almost want to go in and just say, here's my 2 week notice and I'm done, but then again, I want to be fair, but I mean, it's just like an opportunity that I can't pass up. It's more money, it's closer to my home.
Yeah, so you just want to know how to give your notice, basically.
Yeah, so I don't know how to get my notice. I'm nervous about that. Like, I'm so excited, but I'm kind of, you know, like, I'm kind of getting the excited taken away because I'm nervous.
So how close are you to the people in your office? Like, do you genuinely consider them friends, or are they just work friends?
I would say just work friends. Like, we might go out, you know, and have a drink or two after work, but we don't, other than that, nothing.
So it's business. It is business. So this is what I would do. You have 4 weeks until you can train. Chill out for 2 weeks, do your job, and then when it's 2 weeks out, say, hey, listen, I've been offered a better job. And be prepared, though, because some jobs will say, oh, you're giving your notice, pack your stuff up, you can go ahead and go right now. Like, some jobs will do that. And don't take offense to it. You ever read? Nah. Just don't take business things personal. The four agreements.
Four agreements, I know.
Yeah. Like, business is never personal.
I take everything personally.
And don't.
I know. I read some of that book, and that's when I put it down.
So wait 2 weeks. Give your 2 weeks notice when it's time. Say, hey, listen, I've been offered this job. Be very straightforward about it. And let the chips fall. Maybe you do 2 weeks. Maybe they say, hey, pack yourself up. But you don't owe them any more than that.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, do you go about it? Like, should I write a letter? Maybe put it on his desk?
You do all that. I would talk in human, though. I would go and say, hey, listen, I've been offered this job. I really appreciate everything you've done for me. It's been a really great run. And if you need anything from me, or whatever, say all that stuff, and then say, thanks, if you need me, I'm here for 2 more weeks. And just be prepared for them to say, go ahead and go home. But regardless, congratulations. They would go for a bigger job if it were offered to them.
Yes, and that's my you know, main reason. I'm like, you know, they would take the same offer that I would, you know, because essentially it's best for me and my family, so I can't really pass it up.
I agree 100%. Congratulations on your job there. That's awesome. This is it. You hear this song, it puts you in that mind frame. Just dominate. And MIAD's kind of like the punk rock kid, kind of coming out of a shell, lost 100 pounds in the past couple of years, like finally starting to interact and not be so shy. And he's trying to date unsuccessfully so far. But this is where this comes in. So you went to a movie, MIAD, with the girl that works in the office.
Yeah.
And she's also kind of, what do you call yourself? Maybe not punk rock. What do you call yourself? Emo?
Punk rocker, I guess.
Punk rocker.
Yeah.
He laughs at himself.
Punk rocker sounds kind
of. It's kind of like emo Mike.
Yeah.
You can call me emo.
So you guys go out to the movie.
Yeah.
And she's also kind of emo.
Yeah.
And it's good, right?
Yeah.
You guys have a good time.
Fun time, yeah.
Then do you go out again?
It's like a work event, though, yeah. She was working and I was there.
And do you talk an extra amount of time?
Yeah, we hung out.
So did you hang out to the point of where it felt like you were hanging out on purpose?
I would say so.
Okay, so what's your question?
Like, do I like make an, if I like her, should I make like the intentions know right away? Or should I still kind of play it out and, you know, see what happens?
Now, see, they used to call me the FC captain, right? I was the FZ captain.
FC?
FZ.
FZ.
Friend zone captain!
Oh. Captain of the friend zone.
Because I'm going to tell you, Mike D, it's better to be rejected and no than be friend zoned. Because people will friend zone the crap out of you.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the risk. You be her buddy, go ahead. You'll end up being her buddy. Like, are you okay with losing it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then you have to let her know.
Okay.
And probably she's not going to want to go out with you because they never wanted to go out with me. Most girls don't want to go out with us. We're not normal. Like, we're just not, and we're difficult, and it's not like either one of us are real treats to look at. But, you know, we're nerds.
I feel that, yeah.
So you got to make it known. Hey, listen, would you like to go on a date sometime? Even say that. And if she's weird about it, if she says no, then at least you know. But I'm going to tell you, women have depth, and they're way better than us as men. We will see a woman and go, I can go out with her and date her, or I cannot. And we're done. You can convince a woman by doing awesome things with your heart and having wonderful traits about you if she's open to that.
Yeah.
So you'll get put in the friend zone if you're not careful. You got to go for it and just say, hey, listen, this weekend I'm doing this. Would you like to go on a date? And just see how she acts. And even if she says no, you can still get that. At least she knows your attention. Okay. So you have to go for it. If you're okay with losing it, you have to go for it.
Definitely.
Because you will be put in the friend zone. And let me tell you, that's like an ice chest with a lock on the outside, and you're just stuck. Like, you're locked in a Yeti. You got nowhere to go. So, yeah, you going to do it today?
Yeah, I'll do it today.
Boom. Listen, prepare yourself for rejection. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I'm going to KIR because prepare yourself for rejection, because I had it a lot. But you know what happens? The more times you get rejected, the odds are that you're going to hit one of them. It's let's say you get rejected 9 times. Well, maybe that 10th is the one that said yes. You never even get to the 10th unless you go to the other 9. So this doesn't work. Go, cool.
All right, man.
Yeah, now, are you going to call her, text her, or just
go up to her?
No.
Go up to
her? Or ask her on a date?
You can either go up to her or text her. Don't do the phone.
Okay.
You either text her and be a real wimp like I would do, or go up to her and be a real, like, be tough. But don't do the middle.
Okay.
All right. Let us know tomorrow.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. Miranda Lambert and Chris Stapleton doing Fire Away together in New York at a concert. You get a lot of crowd, but it's cool knowing they're doing it. When I walk downtown, it's everybody singing Chris Stapleton songs. It shouldn't be.
Oh. Is that right?
Oh. Yes. Right. It's everybody singing. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody chill out.
Or at the airport.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
What songs? What are they singing?
You're as smooth. It's Tennessee whiskey. And it's like, there's a bar in town, and at the airport or in town. And it's a very famous bar called Tootsie's. It's in the airport, too. And, like, everybody at Tootsie's sings exactly the same.
Yeah.
They all sound like John Michael Morgan. Or what's his name? William Michael
Morgan.
Yeah,
William. Yeah.
They all, but worse. Like, he actually can sing that. But they're all like.
Got the same tone.
You're as smooth.
Well, they just haven't found their sound yet. Because a lot of people started there.
They found their sound.
Oh. I think they're still discovering.
I've been with artists before. And we're walking down together.
Oh, no.
And they're playing their song. And they're like, oh, and they kind of hide their head because they don't really call. They don't want the person to see them and be like, hey, there's that. Come on up here.
Yeah, I kind of do that when I go to the airport. I'm wondering if one day I'm going to walk by and they're going to be singing Raging Idiot stuff.
Oh,
they're
not.
Like Chick-fil-A. That'd be cool.
Don't worry. Okay.
No?
Don't worry. They're not.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, it's a lot of Chris Stapleton that shouldn't be.
Yeah, he's a hard one to
try
to tackle.
He is. So there's that. Here's a truck spilling more than 40,000 pounds of beer on the road.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Semi in Colorado. He lost his brakes.
And there he is, coming back down. Oh my God, and there goes his load. Oh my God, it's a beer truck. Anybody thirsty?
Anybody thirsty,
man. She's funny.
She's throwing zingers out.
That's alcohol abuse.
Once the truck hit the slope, the back end opened up and everything came out.
Oh my goodness.
40,000 pounds of beer.
Wow. That's terrible.
That's a lot of beer.
Dang, that highway was drunk.
Okay, you and Eddie both, with your little zingers you're trying to throw in there.
Well, she had one. It's like, why not?
I mean, talk about a wasted road.
Oh man,
that's a good. That was a great one. Oh man, that road was sloshed.
Wait, what? That's the same thing as what he said.
Here is a fight at a Taco Bell in San Francisco. A former employee got into an argument with the manager. The former employee threw iced tea in the manager's face. The manager then picked up a large vat, the big thing, and threw it at her.
Got her.
The entire thing was caught on the cell phone.
Yeah. Bro, what the f***? Your mother.
And somebody yelled to your mother.
Yeah, that's a fight.
Wow.
And you can hear the other workers laughing because they don't care. It's a former employee coming back. But here's the thing. Listen, I'm not okay with that. But let me say I'm okay with that. It's when people come back irritated with guns. And they're like, I'm about to shoot up in our workplace.
Iced tea, cool.
Iced tea?
No big deal.
I can deal with.
Yeah.
It's a good viral video.
Talking about my mom, okay.
Yeah, leave the moms out, though. Come on.
Well, no. I mean, I'm okay with it. It's better than the other.
It's just when people get upset, they always want to take guns back into work.
Yeah. Like, let's keep it simple.
Let's go sweet tea. Even if it's sweet tea.
Oh, that's sticky.
I'm okay with that, though. That's my point. Mr. Bobby Bones. Got a couple things. One, not paid. I love Chick-fil-A. It's that and Chipotle. Healthy, solid, on the road all the time. Those are really good. Chick-fil-A, here we go.
And now a random segment about Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's going family style. They want to feed your whole family. Starting July 17th, that's yesterday, Chick-fil-A will roll out the big portion meals. $29.99, and they just put it out like a whole family thing.
Wow, you just go get a bucket of chicken nuggets?
I guess so. That's the first time I'd read about it was
maybe
today.
Maybe a bucket of waffle fries? Mm-hmm. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
That was a random segment about Chick-fil-A. This was not a paid segment. Thank you.
Carrabba's does the family thing, too. I do endorse Carrabba's, but they do the thing where you go and get like a family meal. Eddie, do you guys do family meal stuff?
Oh, yeah. We go to Carrabba's all the time.
Are you being serious?
I'm being dead serious. They send us some gift cards like a while back, and we've gone like probably 10 times.
Really?
Yeah. We love that place.
Yeah, it's good. The Chick-fil-A CEO tweeted me that he heard Chick-fil-A on Sunday and was like, that's a good song. It's not exactly what he said, but that's why I took it, because he acknowledged
it. That's kind of how I read it, too.
Yeah, he was like, I love it. But the CEO of Chick-fil-A, and they're in Atlanta, and I was like, hey, let's come down and play Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday there. I didn't get a response back.
Oh.
This is recorded live.
Let's
here.
Just show up.
Someone asked me earlier to play the Chick-fil-A song, so it's for you guys. It's because it's not open on Sunday. It's when we always want to go, right?
Yeah. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. To get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I think that's the problem with music now is that people don't sing about real life things anymore. It's all about truck beds and stuff. Like, that's a real life scenario.
Yeah.
Where you drive up to a Chick-fil-A and it's like, hello! And nobody answers you back because it's Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's why they start writing it on the signs, closed Sunday. But that's it.
I yell hello through the drive-thru. Hello. Nobody answers me back. I look around for all the other cars. Where the heck is everyone at? I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday.
That's music right there. I've heard a lot of music, and that's music. For sure. That's our new Raging Idiot song. We're trying to get it online. We're having difficulties right now. A little controversy.
Okay.
But if you're in Madison, Wisconsin, come see us. RagingIdiots.com. How about this? I don't know if you guys want to talk about this or not, but Lunchbox and Eddie are making bets on who I'm taking to the Radio Hall of Fame induction, because I get to take like 10 people, I think.
How do we get in on this bet? I wasn't included.
I don't know.
This is what we do before the show starts. Yeah. You guys are working.
You're gambling.
We're betting.
You're gambling on single individuals betting. If they will or won't make it?
Correct.
How much money per person?
It depends. I mean, the longer the odds, like, lower down the totem pole, the more money you got to put in. You can win more money for that if you're willing to take a chance on that person.
Oh.
So,
okay.
What happened was, thankfully to the listeners of the show, I'm being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame in November and only get to take a certain amount of people, which is tough.
And how many is it again? Did you say 10?
I think it's like 10. Because for sure I'm taking like Jay Shannon.
Wow, yeah, he hired me.
Yeah, well, I hired you, but I told him to hire you.
Okay, dang. Well, technically.
He didn't know you.
Okay.
Relax.
All right.
He was like my PD for like 12 years, and Rod Phillips, and Amy and Lunchbox for sure are making
four.
It. That's four.
Woo! I'm in.
They're for sure making it. And then it's kind of up in the air. Like, I think Eddie goes.
Yeah!
Woo! Okay.
He hasn't been with the show 5 years, but Eddie goes. He's been an instrumental part of the show for many years. That's five.
Yep.
Pack my bags.
I think. And that's where we are.
That's where it gets really
tricky.
So
you got five more spots.
Yeah, who else goes?
Who else has been instrumental in your radio career?
Well, I mean, Ray's on the list. He's at the top of the list.
So you think Ray, okay.
He is the, you know. Then
who are the ones that you're like, you don't know if they'll get invited or not?
Well,
we go Mike D for
Mike
sure.
Mike D for sure, the new guy. I mean,
he's interned. He's been here for like 8 years.
Right, no, I understand.
Calm down. This is our list, okay? Yeah. This is the Vegas
odds. Go ahead.
This is officially Mike at the sports book at the MGM Grand.
Go ahead. No, it's not. Don't lie and say stuff like that. Just tell the story.
Morgan, both Morgans.
One and two.
Morgan one and two. They're both very low down there. Like, you may be watching the sidelines. We'll, you know, go Facebook Live and you can watch it.
Yeah. Who are the people you have on the list that probably won't make it, but there's an outside shot?
Well, here's one that I kind of brought. It was Lindsay. It's
important. Oh, my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend. Because we don't know. This is in October. We don't know.
November. It's in November.
November. We don't know what will be happening.
It's a whole other 30 days.
That's a long
31.
Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's real questionable.
I would be. It's crazy that you guys have her like after.
Oh, Morgan. I have her. I don't even have her on the list.
Oh,
I have her
is going.
She's definitely
what's wrong
with
temporary. Girlfriends are temporary.
Okay. What else you got? Who else on the bottom of the list that you think has outside shot?
Outside shot, I have Bob Pittman, the head of our company.
Oh, yeah.
But
if he wants to come, he will come in.
There, yeah, maybe. So, well, that's another
that's
one.
That's not what a Bobby's
what about people
slots?
That we know, like the show knows?
Softball Ricky.
Oh, solid.
Good
Ricky.
One.
Interesting.
Old
choice.
School reference.
Solid choice.
He was a...
I got one.
Go ahead.
Your first co-host, Jill.
Solid choice. Well, anybody else?
Yeah, Carlos.
Yeah.
Of course.
Carlos, for sure.
Okay. Who do you think makes it, if it's Carlos or Nada?
Carlos.
Nada.
No! What are you, crazy? That's blasphemy. Get out of here with
what?
That.
What?
Well, I mean, get out.
Why
I never
are you
say
yelling?
That ever again.
It's Carlos is a producer and an intern forever.
Yeah.
Stop.
Nada was
Nada
with
posted
us.
Pictures on the internet. But get her out. Stop.
Lunchbox.
Okay.
She's not even here to
I got
defend
one.
Herself.
Go ahead.
Elena.
Yeah.
She's behind
I have
the
Elena
scenes.
Written down.
But... She was.
That's interesting.
Running the show.
I got to figure this out, huh?
What an interesting conversation, huh?
Elena and Carlos are pretty clutch.
Yeah.
Like, they're solid.
I don't even know if Carlos
Bobby
would do
history.
It.
Okay, what about if we're going interns that had a huge impact? Like, intern Paul Wall. I mean, he was.
No. He had to move up into to pay status.
Paul Wall.
Lunchbox is pulling out interns.
Sydney.
Yeah, no. All right. Thank you.
Well, we just went way back.
Let me know what you bet your money
okay.
on, all right?
Get your Bobby Bones on.
I'll present you with a scenario. Give me your opinion on this. It's should you get time off of work after a breakup?
Oh, that's thoughtful.
Okay. But, like, you're running a business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real question.
Mm-hmm.
Should you get time off of work after a breakup? What are your initial thoughts?
I mean, my initial thoughts are probably not. No, you need to, like, pull it together, go to work, do your thing. But sometimes it can just be emotionally draining and you really can't be suffering. So there might be something behind it.
I need your strong opinion.
So now let's hear your strong opinion on something dumb.
Okay. I'm trying to think of one breakup where I went like crazy town. And yeah, I needed off from work. But it'd be a sick day.
Boom. So here's the real life part of this.
Yeah.
Mental health is as important as physical health.
Yeah.
And there are times where mentally you're not there,
mm-hmm.
and it should be used as a sick day. Because you know what? You're not, if you're feeling ill.
Not yourself.
You can be mentally ill too.
Yeah.
Temporarily. You can be. So yeah, I think a breakup, a pet dying, if you're just having a really, really bad day because something in your life has happened, that's a sick day.
Yeah.
Mental illness, short-term, long-term. That's a real life thing.
I've had short-term mental illness for sure.
And there are days where you're not at 100% where it's like you've had something in your life happen and I'm like, ooh, maybe you should just check out, take the day.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Yeah. But I should.
We should, yeah.
So now let's hear your strong opinion on something dumb.
Lunchbox, breakup.
Hey, if I owned a business and you came to me and said, I need the day off, I was in a breakup, I'd fire you.
All right, there it is.
That was a strong opinion on something dumb.
and splash, and we're out.
Bobby
Bones. Amy's got a stack of news. What do you have?
Yeah, okay. I just have to share this crazy story and shout out to this construction worker who's also a good Samaritan, because there's this crazy guy on something that stole a car, and the car he stole had a baby in the back.
So what'd the construction worker do?
He saw the guy then later acting crazy. So an Amber Alert has gone out. This guy happens to park the car somewhere, get out, and he's pacing the car acting totally inebriated. So the construction worker, just going off his gut instinct, sees a baby in the back, and he's like, this isn't safe. Whatever the situation, I don't think he knew about the Amber Alert at this point, but he's like, that baby's not safe. So he goes and takes the baby out of the car, gets the baby, calls the police, and turns out it was a missing baby from the Amber Alert.
You know what? It turned out good, but that's a risky move.
Yeah.
To go grabbing a baby. Like, I'm all in. Like, you're putting all your chips in. I'm all in on this baby and something not being right. And I'm glad he did it.
Yeah.
I probably would have just called someone and watched and made sure the guy wouldn't have got back into the car drunk. You go grabbing
a
baby.
Go distract him or something. Like, hey.
Yeah, like, what, juggle.
Get
hey, man. look at me. I'm juggling. Follow me.
Till the police can get there. I don't know.
Good,
something.
Good for him. In the end, it worked out. What do you got?
Okay, so since everyone loved Ed Sheeran in Game of Thrones so much.
No, they didn't. He deleted Twitter. People hated him.
I was going to say that, too. He deactivated his Twitter account.
Yeah, he's like, can people give... Listen, he was not a good actor.
Oh, well,
the singing was good.
So are they being facetious here? Because I read he's going to be on The Simpsons.
That's different. That's not Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is a very serious thing. You don't mess with Game of Thrones.
So that's why he deactivated his Twitter?
Haters. He already was off, and then people were just ripping him for Game of Thrones. And they shouldn't have.
So if you deactivate your Twitter and you're Ed Sheeran, and then you have FOMO, no, regret, whatever.
Remorse. FOMO.
FOMO.
Yeah. Hey, it could be FOMO if you're missing out. Can you just like call the head of
you
Twitter
can,
and be
if
like,
you're
can
Ed
I have
Sheeran.
My account back?
Yeah, still hold Ed Sheeran. I can't even get at Bobby Bones because some guy in Virginia Beach has it.
Yeah.
And he will not use it for years at a time, then use it again.
I know.
So I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. But Ed Sheeran would be able to get whatever he wants.
We tried to get it for you back for your birthday one year or something. And
he wouldn't even take money, would he?
This dude was like,
no.
Not having it. We're like, your name's not even Bobby Bones, but it's like his nickname, and he's a surfer.
And he tweeted like five times. Like, he hadn't tweeted in a year when we contacted
We're
him,
like,
and he's such a loser.
We'll pay you.
I'm
going
to look him up right now.
Yeah, let's call him again. Maybe he needs money this time around.
Maybe he's on hard times. We're just waiting to see when his stock goes down.
Desperate, you know? Yeah.
What else
he's
you got?
He's young. Okay, so the guy who used to play Kermit the Frog, he was Kermit's voice for 27 years.
Hi-ho.
And did you see why things didn't work out for him after 27 years?
Things just weren't flying.
No. He challenged the writers, and they just weren't having his attitude about it, because in one of the scenes, they had Kermit lying to, you know, his nephew or something.
Kermit's got a nephew?
Yeah,
what's happening
that?
In Sesame Street?
Hold on, stop. But the guy that voiced Kermit, he's like, this isn't the character of Kermit. He would never lie.
Okay, here's the thing.
He wouldn't lie about
that. Voice of Kermit. You're the voice of Kermit, not the writer of what Kermit says.
Yeah, but he's...
Great.
After 27 years, like, Kermit...
In his mind, he's Kermit,
he felt
Kermit,
like it
dude.
Was disrespect to Kermit's character.
And you know what? Whenever you do something honorable, you run the risk of putting it all on the line. And he did, and it didn't work out for him. So, I don't have any problem with Sesame Street firing him, because he's not the owner of Kermit. He's not Kermit. He's the voice of Kermit. You're the voice. You write what they tell you to say. Hi-ho, Kermit D. Frog here, and I have a butt itch. If that's what they write, then you say it.
Wow.
Okay, I just thought, man, wow, 27
years. Yeah, it stinks.
Years.
It does stink.
I feel like Kermit.
And he did, when he goes to sleep at night, he'll probably feel better about himself. But when he wakes up and he's broke, he probably won't.
Wait,
so
do you think, do you think after 27 years of doing Kermit, though, he's doing okay?
I'm sure he's fine. I don't know. Listen, I don't know. People gamble. Charles Barkley, he gambled millions. John Daly. You'd think they'd
MC
be doing
Hammer.
Fine. MC Hammer. Can't forget MC
Hammer.
I love
he gambled. Oh, boy, but he spent
a lot.
Well,
he just had a big entourage.
And he goes
something.
Straight MC
he gambled
Hammer.
On life.
Yeah.
That's what I think about. Someone who's so successful and then blows it all. MC Hammer.
Remember when Lunchbox took and he paid for voice lessons?
Yeah.
To be a cartoon character?
To be Aflac.
No, he went and took lessons and created a character. He paid someone to teach him how to be a cartoon character.
That's true, he
like
did.
Voice lessons.
Yeah.
And what was your character's name?
It was a squirrel and
yeah,
the, what was the other one?
I don't care about the other one. Just
it was the squirrel.
You're the squirrel.
hey guys, this is the squirrel. I forget my name. I have it written down somewhere, but I think it was Squeaky the Squirrel, something like that.
Yeah.
And how much do you think you paid overall?
Oh, thousands of dollars. Thousands what? Upon thousands of dollars.
Upon thousands
he,
upon.
He went and took lessons from this person that taught him how to be a voice actor. And so he created the squirrel character.
Yeah, we go out, we look for some nuts in the tree. Sometimes we get on some bird feeders, we eat some seed. We're the annoying little squirrels.
Yeah.
You paid thousands upon thousands for that voice?
Yes, he did.
I doubt. He tends to exaggerate. He probably paid about $1,000 all
but either
lessons.
Way, he spent time and money taking these lessons. And he would come in week after week sounding just like that.
Don't hate on me because I spent thousands upon thousands. It was multiple thousands of dollars, I promise.
What are you doing today, squirrel?
Well, today, I mean, it's supposed to be sunshine here in the great state, so I'm going to go out to the park and maybe go down by the river, see if anybody are trying to catch some fish. And I'll be like, come here. Hey, this is Squeaky the Squirrel.
This is a squirrel that doesn't eat nuts. It eats fish.
No. I didn't say I was going to watch this.
Stop talking like that. I'm done. I'm done no more.
Okay.
He sounds like the guy that used to get smushed. On Saturday Night Live. Remember the look?
Yes.
He sounds like Mickey.
He kind of sounds like Mickey. Hey-ho.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's Mickey Mouse.
See, you got the
but
powerful voice.
But then you did,
voice.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog.
No, I'm not a powerful squirrel. Like, I'm a squeaky squirrel.
Eddie can do all voices. Do Kermit.
Hello there. Kermit the Frog here. Trying to just be green like I normally do.
do Goofy.
Gosh, I'm just here in the show while hanging out with Squeaky the Squirrel.
Okay, do Squeaky the Squirrel.
Hey, everybody. Squeaky the Squirrel.
That's actually pretty good.
No. I mean, that's how he does it,
no,
right?
No, you nailed it.
I'm going to go to the park and see people fish, see what they catch.
That's it.
It's a great day in the old state.
The great state.
What else you got, Amy?
Okay, Radar Online claims that Mike Tyson was offered $500,000 to fight Russian President Vladimir Putin. And the offer would cover Mike's fight and the translation of his book, Iron Ambition, into Russian.
Huh.
Interesting. Think it's going to happen?
I don't think it's real. But that would be interesting because I wonder if an older Mike Tyson, because Vladimir Putin, like he was ex-KGB, like hardcore, like knows how to fight.
Scary.
Still plays hockey. Like
stuff.
I'd pay that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I'd probably send Lunchbox to cover that one.
Here we go. Now we're going to cover something finally for the show.
Lunchbox, that would be amazing.
Man, it's finally if I get to go to something cool because, I mean,
Russia.
Do your Mike Tyson impression, Eddie.
Oh, I don't have one. Just so then.
I thought he was like.
What's his point? What does he say?
I'll rip your heart out and.
I think you're. I eat the heart.
Because he's got the lift.
Gonna fight Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, no, I have no.
Okay.
No, you are Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, you're Vladimir Putin.
You did Vladimir Putin.
All right. Enough impressions.
I fight you.
Hold on.
Mike.
Oh, Squeaky, yes, real quick.
Yes, can we circle back to something we talked about at the beginning of the pile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Twitter, this loser, he is private now. And he only has 319 tweets.
Oh, you're talking about the actual.
Oh, the actual yeah.
Not me.
Bobby Bones.
I was like, wait, what?
He joined in 2008. So in 9 years, he has only tweeted 318 times. He is following 17 people. This dude has only liked 23 tweets. He's not active on Twitter, and he's standing there at the beach with his surfboard and his thinks he looks cool tat. Can we get him off Twitter? Come on, Twitter. You got to be listening.
What a loser.
Oh, is that Vladimir?
Yeah,
loser. Oh, my goodness.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm so just captivated by this story. There's a couple, they're getting married. They're both virgins. And they were saving themselves, and I think that's admirable. And so they want to document the whole day, and they also want to document their night when they're doing it.
Why?
For the first time.
What document? Like how?
They want a photographer. Okay. Yeah, like they legit want a photographer to take a picture of them doing it. So.
How?
What?
Why would they want someone, like, in the room?
They want the picture.
They want someone to take pictures of it.
Yeah.
It's important to them. They both waited. They abstained. It's not like they're out just doing it. You know,
I know.
Like it means something to them.
Like a self-timer camera or something. You know, like.
But you may not get the perfect shot.
Okay. Yeah, but
it's kind of funny, huh?
Yeah, it's really funny.
I mean, there's a photographer that offers the service?
Yeah, maybe it's like a concert where. If Garth plays, he lets a photographer come up for the first three songs and stand in the pit. Maybe for the first 5 minutes, the photographer is getting as many shots as he can, and it's like, hey, you got to go.
You got to get out.
Yeah, like three songs are over. Get your photography equipment and go. But
They posted an ad looking for that.
Oh, okay.
Again, they both abstained. It's not like they're out just doing it. And I don't even care if they are. Yeah. Good for them. But I do think it's pretty funny.
That they want to document it.
Eddie, you're a photographer.
All day. The wedding, like when they wake up,
no,
the day,
I get it.
The wedding.
Yeah, morning to night.
All of it.
Got it.
To the next morning.
Yeah, got it.
What do you think about that?
I wouldn't want it, but yeah, I guess if they want documentation, sure. But no, that would be so awkward for me to have a photographer there.
Or would it be just for a second? Because once I got painted in the nude, and I lost a bet and had to stand there butt naked as a dude painted me in a tiny room. And it was just me. It was
but
just
isn't
me.
Isn't that different than an intimate moment with another person?
All I'm going to say was I felt really awkward at first. Mm-hmm. It was just me and my ding-a-ling, and that's it. And the dude with the paintbrush. And it was like, oh, this is so awkward. But then it just became a thing, and it was like, ah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So maybe that's what it would be
like. I was
like.
In the next room.
I know. Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
We all were.
Everybody was.
Me and Lunchbox.
I lost a bet.
Yeah.
I had to get painted naked. It was terrible.
We weren't watching. Don't worry.
It was terrible. Although, at the time, Carlos, who was on the show, was watching. He had to be in the room so they could verify.
To verify. And he had to be. Oh,
that's terrible.
He lost and had to go in and make sure I was naked.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we did stupid stuff like that.
Yeah. But when she says that, it makes me go, we should do that again.
No way. Get your Bobby
Bones on. Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
On the website today, Eddie watched Mighty Ducks for the first time. It's a movie from 20 years ago. His review is up on the website. He loved it. I'll ruin it right now.
I absolutely loved
it. He thought it's better than most movies today.
Now I'm going to watch 2 and 3. So get ready for those reviews coming up.
They're not as good.
Oh, they're not. Yeah.
There's a doctor that found 27 contact lenses in a woman's eye because she'd been losing them. That's at BobbyBones.com. And there's also an early show message, which we do every day, and we post a message. And Lunchbox in the early show message is complaining about something. So all at BobbyBones.com. Hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you guys tomorrow. What's up today? Anything for you?
Nothing crazy, no.
I've been like loading up. The night before and the day of, when I box, I have to load up on
electrolytes.
Carbs and electrolytes.
Yeah. Pedialyte.
I drank a whole bottle of Pedialyte.
Wow.
Between last night and this morning. And I don't every day, but before. I mean, those workouts, they're so intense that every workout, I don't think I'm going to make it. Like, I'm like, I can't do it anymore. And then every workout, I think I'm going to puke. And then every workout, I think I'm going to cry. And the stretching part, like, I think tears are going to come from my eyes. And it's terrible.
It sounds so intense.
It's the most intense thing I've ever done.
You're making me feel like a big win.
And I've done CrossFit, and I've done triathlons, and it's the most intense thing I've ever done. But then when I'm done, I feel like a winner. Mm-hmm. I never feel like a winner. I feel like a winner.
You look like a winner.
I don't. No.
No,
I still
you do.
Look stupid. I'm looking better and better, but I still look stupid. But I have that at 3:30 today. Get some stuff to do. But anyway, we're out. All right, everybody good?
We out.
Yeah, good.
All right, thank you. Have a rest of your Tuesday. Hope it's amazing. And BobbyBones.com. Thank you.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.